Welcome to the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast, where we offer you actionable steps you can take today to start balancing your hormones naturally. This is your podcast host, Leah Brueggemann. I'm a functional diagnostic nutritional practitioner. This podcast is proud to partner with Aversio Wellness, where there is a mushroom for every moment, especially when it comes to hormonal balance. Their quality and purity is unmatched, but their golden ticket, the reason why I love them, is their high extraction, so that you don't have to take 1,000 pills to reach a therapeutic dosage. Let's dive on in. Hey ladies, today I thought we would do something that is really fun, and that is kind of go through my weekly grocery shopping list, staples I always have on hand, things I get at the grocery store, things I don't get at the grocery store, all to serve my hormones, things that I always make sure I have in stock, foods that are staples in my life. I don't know, let's go into my pantry and let's go into my fridge and see what's up. So before we do that though, let's do a quick little thing. In terms of your giveaway, because I want to make sure that you know how to win, because I know you want to win. So what are you winning? You're winning functional mushrooms from Aversio Wellness. So you can pick your capsule of choice and your blend of choice. I won't influence you. I do think that you should try cordyceps, but I won't influence you. Anyways, so how do you win? Go to iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Maybe those are the same thing. I don't know. Go to Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast, rate and review it. If you want to have another entry, you want to win again, or you want to have multiple chances, you've already done a review. Screenshot the episode that you're listening to, share it to your socials, tag Leah_Brueg and or the Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast. Either one works. If you have a private account, make sure that you screenshot your story share and send it to me in a DM, because I will not see it. And I would hate for you to go through all that work, share with your audience, even though you're sharing the wonders of all the hormone balancing things with your friends, you wouldn't get entered in the giveaway because I wouldn't see it. So make sure you send it to me in a DM after you've shared so that I can make sure that you're entered. So how do you know if you're entered, or how do you know if you've won, I guess? You will come back and listen to the first episode that comes out in March, which will come out in April, April 1st. So if you want to know if you won the March giveaway, come back, listen to the episode on April 1st. Winner will be announced at the beginning of the episode. Please let me know if you are the person that has won within those first 2 weeks. Good luck to you. Okay. So I also, before we talk about food really quick, I just want to tell you something funny. So you know how I talk about really planning your life as much as you can with your cycle? This is a moment when I didn't really plan everything with my cycle, and I'm in my luteal phase right now. And you'll notice that I am tripping over words that I typically do not trip over. I should have taken more lion's mane this morning. I need to reorganize some things so that I batch record all of my podcast episodes and interviews in my follicular and ovulatory phase, because I won't trip over my words. So anyways, that is something that I need to just kind of rotate around a little bit so that we are all good to go with that. Okay. So what should we start with? Okay. I think that what we should start with is my pantry staples. And then we'll go into like my weekly staples, because those kind of change depending on which phase of my cycle I'm in, because I do cycle sync with my food. So pantry staples. I utilize a lot of Thrive Market, which this is not sponsored by them, but you know, if they ever want to sponsor me, that would be great, because I use them all the time and I love them. I also use Azure Standard, which is kind of like a bulk co-op place. They're really great. What else do I use for pantry staples? I do use Paleo Valley, because like meat sticks, I consider that a pantry staple. They're superfood bars. I consider those a pantry staple. And then we do have an Aldi's here, and so I will utilize some things like that. Okay. So obviously month to month, depending what's on sale, where there's some deals, things might change. But I will tell you that things that you can typically always find in my pantry are beans. We buy these in bulk. Not, I guess, necessarily in bulk. I just buy a lot of them at a time when they're on sale because I find it really easy to add different types of beans to any type of meat dish. It's a great fiber-rich carb source. It has a little bit of protein, stretches a meal. Love some good old beans. They're really great. Always have beans. I literally am staring at boxes over here so I can think of what, you know, to tell you. Another pantry staple is rice. I know this is probably boring, but it will get more interesting, I promise. We get ours at Aldi. I buy that one in bulk. Rice is higher in arsenic. So I will tell you that what we do to make sure it's not as high in arsenic is I will soak it beforehand, rinse it out, and then I will cook it in a ton of extra water and then drain out the extra water, and that can lower the arsenic content in your rice. That's a big pantry staple. Some other ones are, I love the brand Jovial, J-O-V-I-L. I get them, I don't get them from the actual brand themselves because they are available on Thrive Market and I get them at Azure Standard as well, which is like a bulk co-op place. And that I will get so many things there. They have einkorn noodles. So you can get einkorn flour noodles, which is really great. I also love their cassava flour noodles, gluten-free. They're incredible. Love them. Literally love them. They're so good. And then they have diced tomatoes, crushed tomatoes, all sorts of different tomato products, and they are all in glass jars, which I love. So those are definitely in a pantry, pull them out, use them when I'm cooking. Definitely a big pantry staple. And Jovial has a lot of like different, like cassava type of noodles. And I know that a lot of people love chickpea noodles and red lentil noodles, and I do love that they are a higher protein form, and I do love that they are gluten-free if you are needing gluten-free, but I will tell you that my digestion does not like them at all, so I don't really eat them. I don't have them in our house, but cassava, on the other hand, I love, and it's a great gluten-free alternative. Magnesium is used in over 500 different enzyme reactions in your body, including lowering inflammation, helping support blood sugar, energy production. It's your relaxation mineral. Over 75% of American adults are deficient in magnesium. That's a lot. That's a lot. So magnesium is definitely my ride or die supplement. And a new one that I've thrown into the mix in the past couple months is Ned's Mellow Magnesium. And what I love about it is it actually has three different types of magnesium in it, but it has amino acids that are really, really good for stress, GABA and L-theanine. So it's very calming to your body on top of having magnesium. Because if you think about magnesium as your relaxation mineral, you need it in order to relax and you need it in order to manage stress. So the more stressed you are, the more we have magnesium depleted inside our cell. And then the more that's depleted inside the cell, the more stressed we are. And we have this horrible circle, which is why so many people really do benefit from magnesium. I love Ned's transparency. So they have third-party testing that you can look at. It's on their site. And if you have any questions about it, I am telling you their customer service is fabulous and their transparency is literally fabulous. You know, you can absolutely reach out to them, ask any questions. They are more than happy to share because they really do stand behind their products, which I really, really appreciate. So I wanted to really put this to the test because I take magnesium. So I'm like, okay, how is this going to stack up? How am I going to notice a massive benefit taking this? And so I was tracking my sleep score because I wanted to really see whether or not I was noticing a difference. And consistently taking Ned's Mellow Magnesium
I got better REM, and I got better deep sleep. And so I've taken magnesium. So the fact that I noticed that big of a difference really sold me on it. And I think that you will absolutely also love it just as much as I did. They have a few different flavors that you can try from. And then they also have the naked flavor, which is absolutely nothing, flavor-free version. So there's the lemon, lavender berry, and the pomegranate, and the naked one. So my favorite is the lemon. That's like my top favorite. I really, really, really like that one. If you really are into bougie, beautiful colors, you would really like the lavender berry or the pomegranate. And it's really nice to just put in a glass and have it nighttime and have this wonderful wind down ritual that's also very supportive of your health. Because the better you sleep, the better your energy is going to be the next day. And then the better you're able to show up and do all of the things that you need to do because you slept really well. You know, deep sleep is when your body is recovering. And so for me to notice an improvement in my deep sleep, to get a better sleep score, was really, really big, and is definitely makes me feel better. Because it's a very unbiased number to look at. So not only do you have more energy because you sleep better, but then I know exactly why. So become the best version of yourself and get 15% off Ned products with code Leah. Go to helloned.com/Leah or enter code Leah at checkout. That's HELLONED.com/Leah, LEAH, to get 15% off.
So, those are really, really good. Those are good staples. And then in terms of cooking other things that we would always have on hand, I do get einkorn flour, and King Arthur organic flour. If I'm wanting something for, I don't know, cooking, baking, whatever, I will get those from, where do I get those? Costco. Costco and Azure Standard. And then another really good staple, which I feel like everybody has these, is seasonings, right? So healthy food doesn't have to taste boring. You just have to make sure you have enough seasonings in it. Okay. So seasonings, I use a lot of Redmond's salt seasonings. I have their salt. Paleo Valley just came out with seasonings. I'm stoked to try them. I haven't gotten mine in yet. I'm awaiting. But the everything seasoning from Redmond's is like one of my go-tos. I use that one for a lot. Another thing that I love is black truffle salt, which I get mine from Thrive Market. Black truffle salt, man, that stuff, you put that on kale, you put that on Brussels sprouts, your life will be forever changed. It's so, so good. Oh, it's so good. Those are definitely staples. You need them. Everybody needs some good old seasonings. You can also buy seasonings in bulk from Thrive Market or Azure Standard. Like plain boring ones like oregano and basil and cumin and things like that. So those are definitely staples. Another good staple, which sometimes you can get at Thrive Market, otherwise I get it at Costco, is lotus noodles. Okay, let me just explain to you how lotus noodles will change your life, okay? So lotus noodles are a gluten-free ramen type of a noodle. And they're so good. Like, they're not just good for a gluten-free noodle. They're just good. Plain, simple, end. I mean, my husband, we made a dish the other day. And I made the lotus noodles for me and the kids. He wasn't home. He was gone somewhere. And he came back and we had leftovers. And I was like, oh, there's pasta noodles in there. And he goes, well, you guys had the lotus noodles. Like, why can't I have those? I'm like, well, you can if you want. I just thought you would prefer the other ones. He goes, no, I like those better. So if that doesn't tell you how amazing they are, I hope that, I don't know. I can't help you. They're so good. So I highly, highly recommend the lotus noodles. And the reason why I'm pulling and telling you all of these things is it's really easy to just throw them in. Like, that's why they're pantry staples, right? Like, if you have your seasonings, you know, you have tomatoes, you have You have rice, you have beans, you have, you know, gluten-free noodles, you have flour. You can kind of like pull together whatever you need. So that's why these are my pantry staples. Some other pantry staples that I always have on hand is I do the Chosen brand for avocado oil. And then I have Paleo Valley beef tallow. I use both of those for higher heat cooking. And then I have the Paleo Valley olive oil, which is the most bougie olive oil, not like in terms of price, but like bougie olive oil. Like when you go to a nice Italian restaurant and you have like that dipping olive oil, and it's just so good. You don't know why it's so good. That's what their olive oil reminds me of. It's very good. Those are my pantry staples, because now you have everything for cooking, right? You have things that you can season, you can put on. Let me think of anything else that would be considered. Okay, pantry staples that I have to grab and go would be like protein bars, meat sticks, things like that, that I can run and have a balanced blood sugar snack type of thing. So meat sticks, you guys know I use Paleo Valley. I have their superfood bars. I like the lemon and the apple. Those are my favorite. My kids are obsessed with the apple. Landon will take a bite and give you a thumbs up. Like, they love them. So I love those superfood bars, especially. So when I have them, I actually pair them with a meat stick because I want the higher level of protein. But for my kids, I actually like the lower level of protein in that superfood bar for them. And I love their ingredients. So those are a pantry staple for us. Another pantry staple for protein bars is Aloha. We get ours from Thrive Market. Those are really, really great. I'm trying to think, what are my favorite flavors for them there? Probably I would say the peanut butter, the mint, and peanut butter, mint. Yeah, that's probably, those are pretty much the only two that we kind of go with. I've tried some of the other ones and just haven't been like completely obsessed with them. So I pulled up my Thrive order to tell you, or my most recent Thrive order to tell you some more of my pantry staples that I have, because I get most of them from Thrive. And I think you're going to like this. Okay. So I always get my Unreal candy for the kids from there. So Unreal peanut butter cups, the dark chocolate, Unreal, the coconut, what are those called? my brain, come back, Leah. The coconut, oh my Lanta. What is that coconut bar that you guys eat? The candy bar. It's kind of like a spoof on that with better ingredients. That's what it is. I get coconut sugar from Thrive Market. I will use that I prefer to use coconut sugar over cane sugar, but if I am ever using things for baking, I get coconut aminos from Thrive Market. That's a great sub for soy sauce. I use coconut nectar as well from Thrive Market. I get the Jovial pasta. We already talked about that. What else? Simple Mills. Oh my Lanta. Simple Mills. Everything. But specifically Simple Mills, they're gluten-free veggie crisps. Like, those are the most incredible things ever. They are so good. They're literally just so good. And I use them all the time. They're so good. I mean, make a chicken salad, veggie crisp. Make a tuna salad, veggie crisp. You need a good carb, veggie crisps. I mean, and then they have some other great gluten-free snacks if you're looking for that as well. I also get the Purely Elizabeth granola. I love the organic ancient grain granola. I get that from Thrive Market, and I also get organic virgin coconut oil and refined coconut oil. Now, I know you're crying a little bit saying, Leah, you can't get refined. It doesn't have as many amazing benefits. I know that, but I despise the taste of coconut oil. So if I need a good fat for something, and I don't want that horrific taste, I get the refined. Do I have it every day? Do I even have it every week? Do I even have it every month? Probably not, but it's there if I need it. Chia seeds. I'm always pantry staple from Thrive Market. Chia seeds are my most ride and die thing on planet Earth. And I never used to say that. And it's because I make chia seed pudding now. And I used to be so disgusted by the texture of chia seed pudding. So let me tell you what I do now. Are you ready? I make chia seed pudding with coconut milk, which you can also get from Thrive Market. Coconut milk, pantry staple, because it's pantry safe. I will do 3 tablespoons of chia seeds to 1 cup of coconut milk. Make sure it's like a container that's more flat. It doesn't really work in like a jar types of containers. And I will actually quadruple, whatever. So it makes 5 days worth. So however many tablespoons and things of coconut milk that is. Let it sit overnight. And then I take it out the next morning and I blend it with chocolate protein powder and get rid of that nasty, like gelatinous type of texture. I just blend it. I mean, it's still kind of gelatinous, but it doesn't have that ugh, texture anymore. And so now I have protein powder in it, and I will pair that with like eggs and, not with it, but like next to it. I make a little bowl and you can sprinkle some sliced almonds on it. I don't actually do that because I don't have time to slice my almonds. I typically just put berries on it. And then I will make eggs with like peppers and some more other type of vegetable. And I so easily hit my 30 grams of protein and I just look forward to it. It's so good. I mean, pry it out of my cold, dark, dead hands. Like I love it. So I get the organic black chia seeds from Thrive Market. And we kind of got off. I knew I wasn't supposed to give you recipes, but I couldn't help myself. A pantry staple, which you probably don't care about, is we use the Thrive Market diapers for Mr. Killian. I don't buy nuts from Thrive. I buy my nuts, organic nuts in bulk from Azure Standard. Another pantry staple is Lakewood Aloe Juice from Thrive. Their Lakewood Aloe Juice is very high in potassium. And then I do like the Mama Chia Squeeze for like a pouch. That's for Killian, and Landon likes them sometimes. Those are a pantry staple. And I don't often have poppies. I don't actually like pop. I don't, or do you call it soda? I don't know. Can that be your question of the week? Can you DM me and tell me, do you say pop or do you say soda? I'm curious. I don't like pop. So I know I'm so weird. So I don't really drink poppy regularly because it's not, I'm not obsessed with every single ingredient, but it's a really, really good alternative out there for you. And Landon loves poppy. And I like poppy occasionally, probably 5 times a year, not very much. But their watermelon and their strawberry lemonade are so good. And I get them from Thrive. And then another snacky thing. I can't really say it's a pantry staple because we don't even have this once a week or once a month. But the Good Crisps, the Good Crisp Company Crisps. Yeah, that's what they're called. The Good Crisp Company Crisps. They are a really great substitute for Pringles. So I don't know if you need a road trip snack, you grab those, grab your Paleo Valley meat sticks, you slice up some carrots, you're good to go. Ladies, I will talk about blood sugar balance till I am blue in the face. And so I'm often looking for ways to make blood sugar balance easier for all of you and in my life. And one thing that I will always have on hand is a meat stick. Always. Because they are so easy to just pull out and grab and have a wonderful blood sugar balanced little snack, or you can pair it with something to make something else more blood sugar balanced. But I do know that sometimes it's really hard to find meat sticks that have clean ingredients. So I love Paleo Valley. You hear me talk about them all the time, and it's because I truly am obsessed. Their ingredient quality is amazing. And that just the transparency of this company. I know I keep talking about that, but that is so important to me when I work with companies and when I support them and when I recommend them to clients. And I went out and spent my own money on Paleo Valley before I reached out to them because I wanted to make, I want to put skin in the game and I wanted to be really confident that I loved their products as much as like their, as much as I liked their ingredient quality, because you can have good ingredients, you can have transparency, and sometimes your products can taste gross, right? We've all seen that. And that is really not the case with Paleo Valley. They have amazing ingredients. They're a great company and their products taste incredible. So whenever I'm eating one of their meat sticks, I tend to like binge flavor. So I'll just stay on a flavor for a while. And then I will decide that maybe I should branch out and try a new flavor. And I'll do that. And then as I'm trying the new flavor, I'm like, this is my favorite. Oh, they're so good. So I'm going to tell you my top ones. So then their beef ones, they're original. Literally, you can't beat it. It's so good. The summer sausage one is so good. And the teriyaki one is so good. And they also have a jalapeno one, which I know if you know me, you go, Leah, you don't like spicy things. Yeah, I know. I'm mentioning that because my husband likes spicy things. He says it's not that spicy, but he says that one is so good. And so well, I'll just have to trust him on that because I don't want to try spicy things. So if you like spicy things, it's going to be right up your alley. I just want to share one more thing with you. And because this will also help your blood sugar balance. And one of my clients told me about this recipe and it's so good. She takes the bone broth protein powder from Paleo Valley, the chocolate flavor, and she makes oats with it, like overnight or protein oats. And she messaged me and she goes, how am I supposed to stop eating this? Because it tastes like a no-bake cookie. So if that sounds like it's right up your alley, you should try it. I absolutely love them. You can use the code Leah for 15% off your first order. And if you do, please tell me what you try. And then something that I have recently experimented with is in the Thrive pantry staples, we're going to freezer staples now, is the Kevin's Natural Foods. I found these first at Costco. They are paleo based. So all of these are going to be like gluten, grain free. So great ones to like have in the pantry and pull out. Now, let me tell you something. I've tried a few different ones. Did they save me in a pinch? 1,000,000%. Was I so happy that I had them in the freezer because I could pull it out, thaw it, and it was a much better option to anything else that I was probably planning on doing? Yeah. They don't taste homemade though. And by that, I mean, it's okay. It's food. It saved me in a pinch. It was good. It worked. But I wasn't eating it going, wow, this is delicious. But did it save me in a pinch? It sure did. And you can get those in the freezer section. Also, the Canyon Bakehouse gluten-free everything bagels, you can also get in the frozen section. So that would be my frozen staples from Thrive. And those are my pantry staples. I actually really covered all of my pantry staples with you. It's meat sticks, protein bars, rice, beans, tomato products. I have one more. This is going to surprise you. It's arrowroot starch. I use this for thickening everything versus like cornstarch or even flour. Arrowroot starch works fabulous. I've never had an issue with it. It works really, really well. And then let's go into kind of like a weekly grocery list or staples that I always kind of have with me. So I will tell you that we buy our meat in bulk. My father-in-law raises his cows. They are grass-fed, grass-finished, you know, all of the one. He loves his cows. They are raised with so much love, and you can tell they taste really, really, really amazing. And so that is where we get our beef from. And pork, you know, I'm always hesitant with pork. You know, I talk about this a lot, but our cousin raises soy-free, corn-free, organic pigs. processed with no nitrates, no MSG. They take it to a special butcher shop. So that is where we get our pork. So like we just buy all of that in bulk. So that is not like you're not going to hear me talk about meat being in my weekly grocery list because it's not in my weekly grocery list. I always buy that in bulk. So that's not something that we purchase weekly. Other things that I will buy in bulk and have in the freezers, frozen organic broccoli, frozen vegetables, frozen organic fruit, like berries and frozen green beans. And I just keep those in there because if I ran out of fresh veggies or I ran out of fresh fruit, like berries are really expensive depending on which season you're in. So I buy them organic and I will and they're frozen. And then I just will thaw them when I need them because they're much cheaper to buy frozen. So much more cost effective. So again, those are not like I don't buy those every single week. Those are in my freezer. Things that I buy every single week. These are staples. Top of the line, 1,000,000% top of the line is going to be shredded broccoli, cabbage, carrots. It's in a bag. And is it 100% a convenience? Yes. If you would like to buy all of those separately and shred them yourself, go right ahead. But one of the single-handedly best things that helps in supporting my blood sugar is increasing my protein and fiber. And we talk all the time about protein, but like adding that fiber aspect makes such a big difference in my blood sugar. And so it doesn't, the meals don't necessarily always have to mesh, but having that shredded broccoli, carrot, cabbage, which is just like a fiber bomb, literally, adds volume to a meal, adds fiber, makes my blood sugar so happy. I have it whenever I need more veggie because I don't have enough veggie in that meal. So that is always a staple. No matter what phase of my cycle I'm in, I'm bringing that in. Okay. So another thing that is always a staple, whether or not depending on my phase of my cycle, my weekly grocery list is grass-fed butter. Love Irish grass-fed butter. It's so good. Eggs. We always have eggs. I'm not going to go down the great debacle of like what kind of eggs you can find, but if you can find pasture-raised eggs at a local farmer, it's going to be much cheaper than buying it at the store. A local friend that has like free range pasture raised chickens. We go through a lot of eggs. We eat a lot of eggs. And they're a great food. The kids love them. They're great. Another staple that I actually will get is cottage cheese. I love mixing this with anything basically to add more protein. It's a great one. And easy to kind of, you know, mix in with things. So, and it's easy to like, I mostly mix it in when I do like scrambled eggs to kind of get that in. A staple that we also get is raw milk. We obviously don't get that from the local grocery store. And then I will use that to make our own Greek yogurt. And that's a good staple. I love that one. Again, ways to get, you know, protein in. Other things that always go into my weekly grocery list is going to be a lot of veggies. So it depends on which phase of my cycle I'm in. I kind of rotate through the ones that I like. So so this phase I'm in is my luteal phase. So I got broccoli. I got a lot of broccoli. I love chopping up broccoli and in my luteal phase, because digestion is not as good. So I will take broccoli. I will chop up a ton of broccoli and roast it with either some beef tallow or some avocado oil. And I will put some black truffle salt on. And then I will do some of the Redmond's everything salt. And I will roast it. And I'm talking a ton of broccoli here. So it's going to last me as a fiber and a vegetable source for multiple days and multiple meals. So good. That's a good one. Another one for this phase would be chickpeas. So I typically have those in the pantry. I'll make hummus with them. Another one would be in a weekly grocery list for this is butternut squash and kale. Love using those lower glycemic carbs. I love crispy kale. I roast it. So good. Those are staples. What other staples? Lots. Bananas, apples. Yeah, pretty much every phase we're getting bananas and apples, mostly because my kids eat all those bananas and apples. Grapefruit. I love grapefruit. It's a great low glycemic carb. I love those for breakfast. I'll put those in with my breakfast. I'm trying to think of what else is in our pantry right now. Chosen avocado, the brand Chosen avocado mayo. We go through a lot of that stuff. We have that at our local store, so we get that. What else? I'm literally envisioning my pantry right here. No matter what phase of my cycle in, I always get carrots. Always get carrots. So that's a really, really big one. And then what else do we have in our pantry right now? Oh, I have half and half. I don't really think that applies to anything in general. It's just what I will put in my mushroom coffee. I guess mushroom coffee is a pantry staple because I always have that. Not running out of that at all. But yeah, that's pretty much it. We don't buy meats weekly because we buy those in bulk. I will get chicken sausage. I take that back. I will buy chicken sausage. I get that from Costco. The brand Amylu, Amylu. Did I spell that right for you guys? Let me check. Amylu. Yep, Amylu. I love their chicken sausage. They even have like these chicken slash burger things, and those are another great one you can put over a bed of lettuce if that's in the right phase for you. All of these I get from Costco. So yeah, that's pretty much it. A weekly grocery list, sometimes chicken sausage, lots and lots of veggies, typically depending on which phase of my cycle I'm in. Always get shredded broccoli, cabbage, and carrot mix. Typically always get broccoli as well. No matter which phase of my cycle I'm at, I typically will bring that in because it's easy to add. And then the rest of my veggies, I'll rotate out depending on which phase of my cycle I'm in. Bananas, grapefruit, apples. Weekly grocery list, we don't get like nut butters and stuff because we buy nuts in bulk, like I said, from Azure Standard. And I just make my own nut butters and they are so good. So we don't do that, but pairing apples with nut butter is such a fun, good snack. Weekly, we always get eggs, cottage cheese, raw milk. I'm trying to think what else, you guys. Raw milk. And depending on where you live, raw milk, you're probably going to have to, in order to get it regularly, you'll probably have to do a herd share. Because not all states you can go and get it like from the farm, so, or from the store. So you have to do a herd share and buy part of a cow. What else? I really think that's it. Yeah. It's kind of pretty basic, you know? And I will on Sundays sit down and plan out my meals for the week. And I always double or triple my dinners so I can have them for leftovers. And then I will always make my breakfasts. I rotate through two or three breakfasts, and then dinners will be different. And then I have leftovers from dinner for lunch, and my kids eat what we eat. Things that I always make sure I have on hand for them. I do like those Mama's chia seed pouches, like I told you about. They really do like fruit. They love the Paleo Valley superfood bars. And other than that, they eat what we eat. They even like the Simple Meals crackers, except for I'm loath to share those. I'm like, you can have those. Not for you. So those are all that's pretty much what we get. So I would love to know what some of your pantry staples are. I really think what sets off my wonderful day and weeks of cooking and cleaning and all of that and eating and staying balanced is really not my weekly grocery list. It's my staples. So I always have them on hand because then I can pull from whatever I want for that phase of my cycle for the week, you know. So I'll rotate my veggies and I'll rotate my meats and things like that, depending on which phase of my cycle I'm in. But, you know, I have the staples, like I have the seasonings and the coconut aminos and the arrowroot starch and tomatoes and beans and rice and things like that. And so then I can add that to whatever I'm making for the week. So when I am going shopping, you know, I always make sure I have a list. And I know you hear this all the time, but I go on the outside perimeter of the store because 99% of what I need is in that produce section, right? We need all the veggies and we need fruit, right? And your meals, when you're putting them together, I always look at it from a blood sugar balance standpoint. It doesn't have to be 100% gourmet and beautiful. Like sometimes I'll look at my meal and go, yeah, I need more veggies, and I'll just put green beans on the side. Does it necessarily go with the meal? Maybe not, but it doesn't matter. I got my veggie in and I got my fiber in, right? I will say the shredded broccoli, cabbage, and carrot little mix that you can get in the bag saves my life because I can just add it to things. I will, if I make like roast chicken or something, I can shred chicken, use the avocado mayo, put some seasonings in, and add that shredded mix to have more fiber and add it to the Simple Mills crackers. And it's a great, great lunch, and it's balanced and it's awesome. And I love it. So it's really just, you know, figuring out what it is for you. I hope that this gave you some subs. Like maybe you've never heard of doing coconut aminos instead of soy sauce. Maybe you've never heard of the brand Jovial. Maybe you've never heard of the brand Simple Mills, in terms of like things that you can have in your pantry to help make your life easier. But when you're starting with your shopping, I know a lot of people are like, eating healthier is more expensive, but don't start with buying like all of the packaged gluten-free fancy things. Start with the produce, you know, like sweet potatoes, pumpkin squash, kale, like all of those, they're naturally gluten-free, right? So start there and build your, you know, build your meals, because you'll be getting your fiber and you'll be getting, then you add in your protein, instead of like, sometimes we think, oh, you know, how do I necessarily buy these gluten-free noodles? It's like, well, you're probably going to get more nutritional value if you just chop up a potato, you know? So that's something to kind of, you know, think about there in terms of your grocery list. So I would love if you can tell me what some of your staples are. I always, that's how I find some of my favorite pantry staples, is from you guys sharing them. So I would love if you would do that. And I'll keep you anonymous, but I would love to share that on my Instagram so other people can hear what your pantry staples are, because the Simple Mills veggie crisps have become a staple. And I am telling you that shredded broccoli, cabbage, carrot mix is just a complete lifesaver if I didn't prep enough veggies for my fiber for the week for happy blood sugar. And I love them, and I will always buy those every single week. And so everything else kind of changes a little bit in terms of like what fruits are in season and things like that. But please let me know what your staples are.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Balancing Hormones Naturally. If you found this helpful, I would love for you to share it with a friend and post it on your stories and tag Balancing Hormones Naturally podcast so we can get this message out. You can find me on Instagram at Leah_BRUEG, and I would absolutely love to hear from you.